Hello mga bitch, I'm back. She is back in the building. It's me, your gay detective, or you can call me your doll detective. And welcome back to my channel. And you know what time it is. It's Philippine True Crime Stories. I know, sobrang tagal kong nawala. Pagpasensya nyo na ako. Sobrang naging busy lang ako sa work. Pero dahil umalis na ako doon, she's unemployed, she's broke. Kaya I'm here again. Nagbabalik. Yes. Anyway, enough about me. Kamusta naman kayo? Let me know sa comment section below kung ano yung mga recent na pinagagagawa nyo nung wala ako. Nakakaloka kayo. Charing. Pero kung ano pa man yung mga pinagagagawa nyo sa buhay, I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. And kung bago kayo sa aking channel, tuwing Thursday, nag-a-upload ako ng video dito sa aking channel kung saan pinag-uusapan natin yung totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas habang nagme-make-up. Kaya naman kung interesado ka sa ganitong klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel or not. Hindi naman kita dinidiktahan, oo, pero free to click yung subscribe button. And I am waiting. Tsari! Also, huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para makalampag ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any questions tungkol sa topic natin for today or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayo mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, so yung last upload natin, no, napakatagal na tungkol sa Balangiga Massacre. And today naman, we are going to talk about Cochise and B-Bomb Double Murder Case. Shoutout nga pala kay Wawet Mamet for recommending this case. Kayo rin, kung meron kayong nalalaman na true crime or mystery na nangyari sa Pilipinas or kahit sa ibang bansa involving Filipinos, let me know in the comment section below. Or email us. Email us sa phtruecrime@gmail.com para gawin natin siya sa susunod na episode. Babala, ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaaring makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Okay, so the story began noong April 1990. Hindi pa tayo pinapanganak, nakakaloka. Kung saan si Ernesto Bernabe II, aka Cochise, 26 years old, kakagraduate niya lang sa University of the Philippines with a degree of Bachelor of Laws at nagre-review para sa bar exam. At si Ana Lourdes Castaños, aka B-Bomb, 22 years old, graduating siya ng Mass Communication sa same university, University of the Philippines. Silang dalawa ay biktima ng senseless at gruesome killing na gumimbal sa buong bansa at that time. At ang nakakaloka dito, yung mga involved ay yung mga taong sworn to uphold the law. Skuday, ano pang bago? Char. By the way, pasensya na, nakakaloka. Nakalimutan kong ikabit yung lapel. Sa tagal kong hindi nagpifilm, ang dami ko na nakakalimutan mga bagay-bagay. Anyway, marami akong ibabatong mga pangalan sa inyo. Char to familiarize or memorize if you can. Dahil nakakaloka, madami sila. Sometime in March 1990, si Robert Manalili, isang businessman, tinanong yung katokayo niya or kababayan niya na si Felimon Garcia kung meron itong kakilalang aaresto kay Robert Herrera. Si Robert Herrera ay suspect sa pagpatay sa kapatid ni Rodolfo na si Delphine Manalili. Sabi ni Felimon, meron siyang kakilala kaya nag-arrange ito ng meeting. So, noong April 21, 1990, tinawagan ni Felimon si Rodolfo and inform him na may nakausap na siyang police at yung police na yun ay gusto makausap si Rodolfo. So, the other day, April 22, that same year, yung appointment was set at 12 o'clock p.m. sa Davao Exit North Expressway, Mabalacat, Pampanga. Sa nasabing araw, si Rodolfo kasama yung anak niya na si Richard arrive at Davao Exit ng mga 12:30 p.m. Si Felimon naman ay nandun na sa location. Dumiretso sila sa Golden Palace Chinese Restaurant kung saan nila imi-meet si Roberto Lising. Pero they had to change the venue dahil yung live-in partner ni Roberto Lising na si Ligaya Fausto at yung mga kaibigan nito ay naandun sa same location. Kaya ang ending, sa nearest karinderya na lang sila nag-meet up. Ipinakilala ni Felimon Garcia si Roberto Lising, Enrico Dizon at isang hindi kilalang lalaki na merong service pistol dito kay Rodolfo Manalili. Nag-offer siya ng 50,000 pesos para sa trabaho and gave them 2,000 para panimula. For starter, kumbaga. Sinabi ni Rodolfo Manalili na puntahan itong si Vic Nabua, employee niya, kasi ito yung magtuturo dun sa taong aarestuhin. Kaya noong April 23 and 24, yung grupo ni Robert Lising ay pumunta sa Quezon City at nakipag-meet dun sa Vic. Pagkatapos nagsagawa sila ng surveillance sa Castaños residence in hopes of seeing or finding Robert Herrera. Pero dahil wala silang nagawa, the group was asked to come back the next day. Kaya the next day, April 25, pumunta yung same group mga 5 p.m. sa Castaños residence para i-resume yung kanilang surveillance. 2 hours later ng pag-iintay, yung Vic alerted the group allegedly seeing itong Robert Herrera na pumasok doon sa Castaños residence. Maya-maya, yung grupo saw a man and a woman who happened to be Cochise and Bibom na umalis sa Castaños residence. Ang sakay sila ng green box type na Lancer car. Sinundan nila yung sasakyan and si Robert Lising, Enrico Dison, tsaka si Robin Manga was riding a black car habang si Filimon Garcia at tsaka yung Vic riding a motorcycle. Yung Lancer car went to the Ritz Ham and Burger House sa may Timog Circle, Quezon City, kung saan magdi-dinner sana yung magkasintahan na si Cochise and Bibom. Akmang palabas pa lang sila ng sasakyan, in-approach na agad sila ni Dizon tsaka ni Manga, who were both carrying a firearm. Bago pa makapalag si Cochise, tinutukan na agad ito ni Dizon at pinusasan. Samantala, dahil shock pa siya, si Bibom naman ay nakagawa ng malakas na eksena sa illegal na pag-aresto sa kanila, pero dahil na-overpower silang dalawang magkasintahan, tinulak silang pabalik dun sa likod ng kanilang sasakyan. Dahil sa failure na makauwi nung magkasintahan that night, na-alarma yung parents nila at nagkaroon ng search for them initiated by their close friends and relatives. Nagtanong-tanong sila sa restaurants, hospitals, friend's house, and kung saan yung mga possible places na pupuntahan itong magkasintahan. One group chanced upon the Ritz Ham and Burger House sa Timog kung saan yung mga saksi ay nakilala yung description ng magjowa. Ang sabi, they were taken by 3 men believed to be in military uniform gabi noong April 25, 1990. Yung abduction ni Cochise at Bibom ay naging malaking balita at front page sa mga newspaper. At yung appeal ng mga magulang nila to reach them, reach the authorities. Kung saan lahat ng posibleng angulo sa pagkawala ng dalawa ay pwedeng ma-explore, pero wala silang makitang ebidensya na makakapagturo. After 2 months ng paghahanap sa magkasintahan, nagkaroon ng liwanag noong June 21, 1990. Kung saan yung dalawang security guard na nagtatrabaho sa Shilin warehouse sa San Pedro, Pampanga, went to see Rosie Bernabe, mother ni Cochise, doon sa Pasay City Hall office niya, at itong dalawang security guard ay may impormasyon daw tungkol sa anak niya. Kaya naman inirefer ni Mrs. Bernabe itong dalawang security guard sa Capcom para interviewin. They told Capcom na yung friends nila na si Raul Morales and June Medrano, both na employee ni Roberto Lising, informed them na itong si Roberto Herrera killed a mistesuhin man and woman dun sa warehouse nila. Okay, so meron tayong mga 3 to 4 sworn statements na mahaba mula sa suspects and mga witnesses. So kapit lang tayo dahil dadating tayo dun sa talaga namang final verdict ng korte. Yes. Kaya on June 23, 1990, si Raul Morales was picked up and told his story. In sworn statement, ang sabi niya, pahinante daw siya kung saan nakastore yung mga LPG cylinder located malapit sa Valley Verde Drive-In Lodge sa San Pedro, Pampanga. Na kung saan, pagmamayari ni Ligaya Fausto, walang iba kundi yung common law wife ni Roberto Leasing. Ayon sa kanya, in a quote, nangyari yan alas dos na madaling araw, April 26, 1990. Natutulog ako nang mayroong biglang kumatok sa pinto ng bodega, kaya nagising ako. Tapos tinawag ko si Aida Morales para buksan ang gate, pero ang sabi sa kanya ni Aida, ikaw na lang ang magbukas. Kaya kinuha ko yung susi sa kanya para buksan yung gate. Nung binuksan ko yung gate, ang sabi sa kanya ni Roberto Leasing, bakit ang tagal mo? Pagkabukas ko ng gate, pumasok yung dalawang kotse. Una yung itim, pagkatapos yung green na kotse na Lancer. Tapos, unang bumaba sa kotse na itim si Rambo, pangalawa naman si Filemon dun sa green na Lancer car. Si Rambo, hinila palabas ng sasakyan yung babae tsaka lalaki. Pagkatapos, tinalian ng alambre yung kamay, pati yung mukha, tinalian ng damit. By the way, baka makalimutan ko, si Rambo dito ay si Roberto Leasing, ang kanyang alias ay Rambo. Okay? Dumating si Filemon, dala yung pala. Pagkatapos, sinenyosan niya si Rambo na ilabas yung lalaki. Ayaw lumabas yung lalaki, kaya itinulak ito ni Rambo papunta sa labas. Ang sabi naman ng babae, and I quote, maawa na kayo sa amin, wala kaming kasalanan, end quote. Pagkatapos, tinulak rin ni Rambo yung babae, and ang sabi, and I quote, utang mo, huwag kang maingay, papatayin din kita, end quote. Nung dinala ni Rambo yung babae sa bodega, umiiyak na lang ito. Pagkalipas ng kalahating oras, bumalik si Rambo, hindi nakasama yung lalaki, pawisan siya at nakahubad. Bukod pa riyan, naghugas siya ng kamay. Pagkatapos ng usap-usap si Rambo, si Filemon, at yung kasama ni Rambo. Nagsabi si Rambo sa akin na buksan ko yung gate at aalis na sila. Nung binuksan ko yung gate, sumakay sila, si Rambo at yung babae dun sa may itim na sasakyan. Sa Lancer naman nakasakay yung kasama ni Rambo at si Filemon. Pagkatapos, lumabas na sila. Tuloy-tuloy na umalis. End quote. On June 25, 1990, yung katawan ni Cochise was exhumed and nag-conduct sila ng autopsy where the finding was cause of death, multiple stab wounds. The next day, yung katawan ni B-Bomb, which was in advanced decomposing stage, was exhumed from a shallow grave, mga 2 kilometers away kung saan nakita yung katawan ni Cochise. Pagkatapos takasan yung arrest the previous days, finally, si Roberto Leasing was apprehended on June 30, 1990. In a sworn statement executed on the same day sa Camp Bagong Diwa, Bikutan, he implicated Filemon Garcia and Rodolfo Manalili at ayon sa kanya, ito ang nangyari. Mga 11 o'clock ng gabi, nakatanggap raw siya ng tawag mula kay Filemon Garcia informing him that he and his companions were at Valle Verde, San Fernando, Pampanga. Kaya dali-dali siyang pumunta sa nasabing lugar and saw Filemon Garcia who introduced him to Rodolfo Manalili na inaakompany ng 6 other men. Nakita niya yung yellow Mercedes-Benz, black Torana, and green Lancer car. Sakay ng Lancer ay yung babae at lalaki na naka-blindfold. Inintroduce ni Rodolfo Manalili sa kanya itong dalawang ito as Roberto Herrera and Joy Manalili. At kailangan daw nilang pumasok sa isa sa mga rooms ng motel at sinabihan siya ni Rodolfo na that two should die because they killed my brother, Delphine Manalili. Pagkatapos, si Rodolfo paid the chit and they proceeded sa warehouse at Villa Victoria, San Fernando, Pampanga, owned by Ligaya Fausto, where he bound Cochise to the back of the warehouse. Then si Rodolfo Manalili stabbed Cochise at si Leasing only acted as a lookout. Mm-hmm. At si Filemon Garcia and another person, dinala yung babaeng naka-blindfold sa Barangay San Agustin kung saan siya pinatay. At bago raw maghiwalay ng landas sina Filemon at Rodolfo Manalili, sinabihan ni Rodolfo si Roberto Leasing to take care of the Lancer, change its color at kunin raw ito pagkatapos. After that, binayaran siya ng 40,000 pesos in check which he encashed sa UCPB Diliman Branch, Quezon City noong April 26, 1990. And then binigay niya yung 15,000 kay Filemon and kept the rest. Thereafter, the manhunt for Filemon and Rodolfo began. One by one, yung mga responsible sa pagpatay kay Cochise at B-Bomb fell into the hands of the authorities. On January 4, 1991, si Filemon Garcia surrendered and was brought to the NBI. Pinangalanan niya si Enrico Dizon as the companion of Lising nung kinidnap nila si Cochise at B-Bomb at dinala sa Villa Verde sa Pampanga. Pero he refused to make a statement or give further information until Rodolfo was arrested. And then, noong January 16 naman, that same year, si Enrico Dizon was turned over by his supervisors sa NBI. He named a certain CIC Robin Manga na may-ari ng sasakyan na itim noong kinidnap nila si Cochise at B-Bomb. Meanwhile, si Rodolfo Manalili at that time ay nasa Australia. He was fetched by then NBI Director Alfredo Lim and Attorney Diego Gutierrez. Yun ay pagkatapos ng proper na pakikipag-coordinate sa Australian Police. The next day, January 17, si Filemon executed a statement with the assistance of his counsel, Attorney Redemberto Villanueva. States that na-meet niya si Rodolfo Manalili back in 1987 sa office niya at number 71 Mapang-akit Street, corner V. Luna, Quezon City, while soliciting contribution for the barangay fiesta of San Isidro, Minalin. They became an acquaintance hanggang sa may hiniling na request si Manalili sa kanya to look for a person who could help in arresting Roberto Herrera. Yun nga, yung suspect na pumatay sa kapatid ni Rodolfo na si Delphine Manalili. Kaya he contacted Roberto Lising alias Rambo na isang policeman na naka-assign sa Pampanga PC Intelligence Unit. Remember yung may asawa named Ligaya Fausto? You know, that's right. Then si Filemon called Rodolfo informing him na willing tumulong si Lising. They talked over the phone and agreed to meet the following day sa Davao. Si Filemon accompanied by Roberto Lising, Filemon Garcia, and isang lalaki armed with a service pistol, .45 caliber, and Armalite, met Rodolfo Manalili sa Davao exit, Mabalacat. During the meeting, ang sabi ni Rodolfo, si Vic, yung employee niya, will act as a pointer sa taong aarestuhin. Roberto Lising agreed and asked Rodolfo Manalili 50,000 pesos for the job. Manalili agreed and gave Lising 2,000 pesos as expenses. Together with Lising and Dizon, at isa pang driver nung tama raw, they went to Quezon City noong April 23 and 24, 1990. Pero dahil bigo si Vic sa pag-spot kay Roberto Herrera, si Lising and si Dizon went back that same year, April 25, dun sa location, sakay ng black Colt, galant maneho ni Robin Manga. Finally, si Vic told them that si Roberto Herrera was in the house near the Camelot. After ng surveillance nila, si Vic told them to follow yung car driven by a man with a woman companion. Yung nasabing sasakyan ay dumiretso sa Timog Circle, kung saan nagpark sa Diary's Ham and Burger House. They handcuffed the man and the woman and si Lising told Filemon na tawagan si Rodolfo Manalili at sumunod sa Pampanga. Si Manalili at itong si Vic proceeded sa Pampanga. Wait, baka itanong nyo, side note, itong si Vic kasama ng grupo kanina, di ba? So, probably nag-stay siya sa QC. Inintay niya si Rodolfo Manalili and then sabay na sila pumunta ng Pampanga. Okay. Nauna na yung grupo na kumidnap kay Cochise at B-Bomb. Going back, they were instructed by the military on duty to proceed sa Valle Verde sa San Fernando, Pampanga. Nakita nila doon si Lising, si Cochise, at saka si B-Bomb. Inidentify ni Rodolfo Manalili yung mga biktima and instructed Filemon and Lising na pakawalan si Cochise at saka si B-Bomb. And he assured that whatever he promised to Lising will be paid. However, after umalis ni Rodolfo Manalili, inutusan ni Lising si Filemon na dalhin si Cochise at si B-Bomb sa warehouse owned by Ligaya Fausto. There, Lising killed Cochise. Pagkatapos, isinakay ni Enrico Dizon at Robin Manga si B-Bomb sa Galant car at papunta sila ng Barangay San Agustin. Samantala si Filemon at Lising naman ay dumiretso sa bahay ni Ligaya Fausto sa Maligaya Village in San Fernando. After a while, they went to Manalili's warehouse sa Saviorsville sa Quezon City kung saan binigay sa kanila yung checking na nakakahalaga ng 40,000 pesos. Pagkatapos, bumaba si Filemon sa Santo Domingo, Minalin, Pampanga at binigyan siya ni Lissing ng 500 pesos. On the other hand, pakinggan naman natin yung statement ni Rodolfo Manalili with the assistance of attorney Rodolfo Jimenez noong January 18, 1991. Nakilala niya daw si Lissing through Filemon, whom he requested to look for some police officers who could help arrest Roberto Herrera na accused sa pagpatay sa kapatid niya na si Delphine Manalili. At nakita sila ni Lissing na kasama si Enrico Dizon, isang guwagwa police at isa pang police officer from Davao, Pampanga noong April 22, 1990. And then he gave them a sketch of Herrera. 2 days later, April 24 that same year, sinabihan niya si Filemon Garcia na ipostpone yung pag-aresto kay Herrera dahil pupunta siya ng Germany the next day, April 25, 1990. However, at about 10 p.m. ng April 25, si Garcia pumunta raw sa office niya sa number 71 na Pang-akit de Liman, Quezon City. At sinabing they already arrested Herrera with a lady companion and he was instructed to go to Pampanga, which he did. Kasama niya sa sasakyan si Filemon Garcia at si Vic Lisboa, yung kanyang employee, at dumiretso sila sa Valle Verde Lodge sa San Fernando, Pampanga. Pumunta sila sa room 213 where he saw a man slumped on the floor with his eyes and mouth covered with tape. Yung kasamang babae naman ay nakaupo sa kama at may takip din na tape yung mata. Sinabi niya raw kay Lissing na yung lalaki ay hindi si Herrera, at yung babae naman ay nakilala niya na si B-Bomb Castaños. Sinabi ni Manalili kay Lissing at sa mga kagrupo nito na pakawalan yung mga biktima at ibibigay niya yung pinangako niyang bayad. He was told that B-Bomb and Cochise would be released, kaya he instructed Filemon Garcia to stay behind to see if masusunod ba yung ipinangako sa kanya. Pagkatapos, bumalik siya the following day, mga 8 a.m. kasama si Victor Lisboa, papuntang QC. Si Roberto Lissing at saka si Filemon Garcia came to his house at sinabing yung lalaki at si B-Bomb ay pinalaya na nila. On April 26, he left for Germany and returned noong May 28, 1990. Habang nasa Germany siya, yung asawa niya at mga kasambahay ay nakakatanggap ng threatening phone calls, and on the first week of June, he received a phone call from Filemon Garcia. Ipinasa ni Garcia yung telepono kay Lissing at nagde-demand ito ng 60,000 pesos more payment dahil kung hindi, papatayin daw siya nito. Kaya noong June 21, 1990, he left for Hong Kong and then to Melbourne for fear for his life. He claimed na yung mga policemen na nakita niya sa Valle Verde were Pampanga Police and not Quezon City Police. Dalawang amyenda ang isinampa ng korte laban kay Roberto Lissing, Filemon Garcia, Roberto Manalili, Robin Manga, Enrico Dizon, and Ligaya Fausto. Una yung criminal case number Q90-15239 for carnapping. Dahil noong April 25, 1990, sa Quezon City within the jurisdiction of the Honorable Court, yung mga nasabing accused na sina Roberto Lissing, Enrico Dizon, and Robin Manga, mga miyembro ng Integrated National Police, kasama yung mga private individuals na sina Rodolfo Manalili, Filemon Garcia, and Ligaya Fausto, are conspiring together, confederating, and mutually helping each other with intent to gain without the knowledge and consent of the owner. By means of violence and intimidation, did then and there, willfully, unlawfully, and feloniously rob the Green Lancer na pagmamayari ni Cochise, which is a violation of Republic Act Number 6539. Pangalawa, yung kidnapping with double murder, criminal case number Q90-15240. That same day and year, April 25, 1990, yung mga accused na nabanggit kanina kidnap Cochise and B-Bomb for in any manner deprive of their liberty and took them to San Fernando, Pampanga. And with intent to kill with treachery, evident premeditation, and cruelty, did then and there stab them several times in the chest and slit open their necks, augmenting their sufferings, which were direct and immediate cause of their deaths, thereafter burying them to prevent discovery
At si Ligaya Fausto, isang private individual, knowing the criminal intent of the accused, ay nakipag-cooperate pa in execution of the crime by supplying material and or aid to the damage. And upon arrangement, lahat ng accused pleaded not guilty. However, the prosecution presented two vital witnesses. Una si Froilan Olimpia na naka-witness ng abduction ni B-Bomb and Cochise sa The Ritz Ham and Burger House. Noong May 27, 1991, nag-testify si Froilan sa korte. At the time nung naganap yung pag-kidnap, he was a security guard sa National Security and Investigation Agency na naka-assign sa Rotonda Wine Station. Tabi ito ng The Ritz Ham and Burger House along Timog Circle sa QC. And yung duty niya noong April 25, 1990 ay from 12 noon to 12 midnight. Naka-duty si Froilan alas 7 ng gabi sa Rotonda Wine Station noong napansin niya na nakapark yung box-type Lancer car doon sa Dairitz Ham and Burger House. Pagkatapos may nagpark na black car with no license plate behind the green car and two men alighted from it carrying guns. In-announce nila na mga pulis sila and yung isa carrying a .45 caliber at yung isa naman ay nagdadala ng long firearms. They handcuffed itong driver ng green car and narinig ni Froilan yung word na bakit habang pinupusasan nung dalawang di kilalang lalaki yung driver ng Lancer car. Froilan explained na yung security guard ng Dairitz wasn't able to witness yung nangyari dahil busy daw ito na nabili ng sigarilyo. Nung pagbalik nung guard, sakto rin yung pag-alis nung mga di kilalang lalaki. Wala raw siyang pinagsabihan nung nangyaring insidente or in-report ito sa mga otoridad since mga pulis yung nakita niya nung gabing yun. Nalaman lang raw niya yung identity nung babae at lalaking dinakip nung may nagtanong-tanong kung may kakaiba ba siyang napansin nung gabi nung April 25. Hanggang sa ayun na nga, inimbata siya ng NBI for further questioning about the whole incident. Pangalawa si Raul Morales na nagbigay ng statement niya sa korte nung April 17, 1991. Ang sabi niya, he had been working for Ligaya Fausto and Roberto Lising as a pahinante sa Crown Gas Commercial, an LPG dealer located sa Valle Victoria Village, San Fernando, Pampanga, since March 1988. Nakilala niya raw si Roberto Lising na pulis at kilala sa tawag na Rambo Lising. Nagkatrabaho raw ito as policeman sa umaga and when he returns home, tumutulong ito sa pag-deliver ng gas. Nung tinanong siya about the incident, ang sabi niya, alas dos daw ng April 26, 1990, nagising siya sa malakas na katok mula sa gate ng warehouse. Tapos pagbukas niya, dalawang sasakyan ang pumasok. Unang pumasok yung green box type Lancer na minamaneho ni Lising with Filemon Garcia sa harap and a man and a woman na nakaupo naman sa likod. Samantala, yung itim ng sasakyan naman ang sakay ay si Enrico Dizon at si Robin Manga. Pagkatapos makapasok ng mga sasakyan, nakita niya raw si Roberto Lising na pumunta sa sleeping quarters nila at kumuha ng wire. Si Lising at Dizon dinala si Cochise sa gitna ng warehouse habang si Manga naman dinala si B-Bomb sa kabilang dulo at pinalitan ito ng wire. Pagkatapos, blindfold naman siya ng tape and torn clothes. Dagdag pa niya, sinara ni Lising yung gate pero nag-iwang ito ng siwang. Kaya napansin niya na may isang lalaking pumasok sa gate and walk towards B-Bomb. Habang tinatali ni Manga yung kamay ni B-Bomb, si Filemon Garcia nag-abot ng kutsilyo kay Roberto Lising na ginamit pang patay kay Cochise by stabbing him on the chest. Nung patay na si Cochise, yung apat na lalaki na sina Lising, Dizon, Garcia, and Manga, dinala yung walang buhay na katawan ni Cochise palabas ng warehouse. Nawala raw sila ng kalahating oras, pagkatapos pagbalik nila, naghugas agad sila ng kamay. Bago umalis si Lising, tinawag niya si Morales at sinabing isara yung gate at itabi yung sapatos ni Cochise. Then si Lising boarded the Green Lancer with Garcia and B-Bomb. Tapos nakita niya si Rodolfo Manalili na lumabas ng gate. Sa testimonies ng mga witnesses plus the confessions made in the extrajudicial statement executed by Roberto Lising, Filemon Garcia, and Rodolfo Manalili, sa testimonies ng mga witnesses plus yung confessions made in the extrajudicial statement executed by Roberto Lissing, Filemon Garcia, and Rodolfo Manalili, the prosecution presented their own version of the incident, as quoted from the trial court's decision. Yung conspiracy to abduct and subsequently kill Ernesto Cochise Bernabe and Ana Lourdes B. Bob Castaños was hatched sometime in March 1990, when Rodolfo Manalili looked for a man who would be willing to commit the dastardly deed for a fee. He contacted Filemon Garcia about the job, and ito namang si Garcia contacted Roberto Lissing and Enrico Dizon. Nag-meet sila noong April 22, 1990 sa Mabalacat, Pampanga about the details, promised Lissing and Dizon at mga companions nito ng 50,000 pesos. Si Lissing and Dizon accepted Manalili's down payment na 10,000 pesos. Yung remaining balance na 40,000 pesos ay babayaran na lang once na mapatay na nila yung mga biktima. Na-recruit nila si Robin Manga to help implement the orders of Manalili. Kaya noong April 25, 1990, around 5 p.m., si Nalising, Dizon, Garcia, and Manga went to the vicinity of Camelot Hotel sa Quezon City. Sakay ng black car, they positioned themselves mga 60 meters away from the Castaños residence and waited for the victim. Paglabas nila Cochise and B-Bomb, sakay ng 1985 Green Lancer car papuntang Dairitz Ham and Burger House sa Timog, sinundan agad sila ng mga suspects. Pagka-park nila behind the cars of the victims, si Dizon armed with .45 caliber and si Manga carrying long firearms, bumaba ng sasakyan. Pinuntahan yung green car and announced na mga pulis sila. Tinutukan ng barel si Cochise at doon narinig nung guard na si Froilan yung word na bakit. Pagkatapos pinusasan siya at tinulak sa backseat. Si Manga naman in-approach si B-Bomb at tinulak din ito sa likod ng sasakyan. Pagkatapos, dali-dali silang nagmaneho pa EDSA, si Dizon and Manga sakay ng green car, habang si Lissing and Garcia naman ay nakasunod sakay ng itim na sasakyan. After ng abduction, sinabihan ni Garcia si Manalili na success ang operation at sumunod ito sa San Fernando, Pampanga kung saan dadali ng mga biktima. Manalili then proceeded sa nasabing location, sakay ng gray Mercedes-Benz. Mga alas dos na madaling araw, April 26, 1990, si Lissing, Dizon, Garcia, and si Manga dinala si Cochise at saka si B-Bomb sa warehouse sa San Fernando, Pampanga na pagmamayari ni Ligaya Fausto. Si Cochise ay nakaposas, blindfolded, and gagged with several strips of masking tape. Samantala si B-Bomb was taken by Manga to another area ng warehouse where she could not see Cochise or what was being done to him. Manalili arrived, parked his car inside the bodega, and walked towards B-Bomb. Nakita ni B-Bomb si Manalili and pleaded, and I quote, "Uncle, parang awa mo na. Wala kaming kasalanan." End quote. And si Manalili simply ignored B-Bomb's plea for mercy. Meanwhile, si Garcia lumabas ng bodega at naghukay ng shallow grave. Pagbalik niya sa bodega, nilapitan niya si Cochise at inabot naman sa kanya ni Roberto Lissing yung kutsilyo at walang habas na pinagsasaksak sa dibdib yung biktima. Si Roberto Lissing appeared dissatisfied dahil kinuha niya yung kutsilyo kay Garcia at pinagsasaksak pa several times si Cochise sa dibdib and sa stomach. Pagkatapos, si Lissing, Dizon, Garcia, and Manga dinala yung lifeless body ni Cochise sa labas ng bodega at inilibing ito sa may shallow grave and covered it with soil. They then reported to Manalili for final instruction. Ang sabi ni Manalili na umalis na silang lahat doon. Nagtanong si B-Bomb tungkol kay Cochise. Ang sabi ni Dizon at Lissing, pinakawala na nila ito and they would also release her. Kaya yung limang akusado left the bodega. Si Dizon tsaka si Manga sakay ng itim na sasakyan, si Manalili nung kanyang gray Mercedes-Benz. Pagkatapos, si Lissing, Garcia, and si B-Bomb ay sakay ng green Lancer car. And this is the last time B-Bomb was seen alive. Satisfied dahil yung orders niya had been fully implemented, si Manalili paid Lissing sa balance niya ng 40,000 pesos by issuing a Far East bank check for the said amount kay Lissing 8 ng umaga noong April 26, 1990. Si Lissing naman ay dali-daling in-encash yung cheque at dinistribute yung pera sa mga kagrupo. Makalipas ang dalawang exhausting na buwan sa paghahanap sa magkasintahan, on June 25, 1990, natagpuan yung katawan ni Cochise sa likod ng bodega ni Ligaya Fausto sa San Fernando, Pampanga. It was determined during an autopsy that Cochise died to multiple stab wounds sa chest and upper stomach. The next day, yung katawan naman ni B-Bomb yung nakita mga 2 kilometers away sa bodega ni Fausto. Sa autopsy, namatay si B-Bomb sa severe hemorrhage secondary to 2 stab wounds sa chest. 2 years later, July 1, 1992 to be exact, the trial court rendered a decision, and I quote, "Wherefore, premises considered, this court finds accused Rodolfo Manalili, Roberto Lising, Filemon Garcia, Robin Manga, and Enrico Dison guilty beyond reasonable doubt of the crime double qualified with treachery and aggravated by evidence, premeditation, and abuse of public position by Lising, Manga, and Dison, and hereby sentence each one of them to suffer a penalty of reclusion perpetua with all its accessory penalties provided by law to pay jointly and severally the heirs of Ernesto Bernabe, aka Cochise, 1 million pesos for funeral and other expenses, 50,000 pesos as compensatory damages, 500,000 pesos as moral damages, and 2 million pesos for Cochise's loss of earning capacity. Para naman kay Ana Lourdes Castaños, aka B-Bomb, 350 pesos for funeral and other expenses, 50,000 pesos as compensatory damages, and 500,000 pesos for moral damages." End quote. Yung korte also finds the accused Roberto Lising, Enrico Dison, and Robin Manga guilty beyond reasonable doubt of the crime of slight illegal detention. Kaya madadagdag sa charges nila yung 17 years, 9 months, and 1 day to 20 years to pay the costs. Samantala, si Ligaya Fausto, who is charged as an accessory, was acquitted for insufficiency of evidence. So that's our story for today. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. We all know na senseless yung mga killings na yan. Oh. Pero particularly sa case na ito today, because sa haba-haba ng mga binasa ko, wala akong nabasa kung ano yung reason nung Rodolfo Manalili sa pagpatay dito sa dalawang biktima. Ang reason niya lagi ay yung pumatay sa brother niya na si Roberto Herrera. We don't know kung nag-exist ba siya, pero walang nagkoconnect sa kanya sa story na ito. Super labo lang na one person lang yung pinapahanap niya and then pumatay yung mga goons niya ng dalawang tao. Like, the math ain't matting, sir. Wala lang, sobrang sayang kasi itong si Cochise just finish yung kanyang degree sa Bachelor of Laws sa University of the Philippines at nagre-review para sa bar exam. At si B-Bomb naman ay graduating mass communication student sa same university nung pinatay sila. Both of them were at the best of their youth at the time of their untimely death. By the way, nabanggit ko ba na itong si Rodolfo Manalili, yung mastermind, ay distant relative nitong si B-Bomb? Nakakaloka. Kaya nga ang sabi ni B-Bomb, diba, "Uncle, maawa kayo, wala kaming kasalanan." Because magkamag-anak pala sila. At isa pang nakakaloka, he was granted executive clemency by former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Based sa President Secretary na si Sergey Raimonde, yung decision doon ng President at that time ay recommendation ng DOJ. Department of Justice at BPP, Boards of Pardons and Parole. Under the declaration, Manalili's sentence was reduced from double life sentence to 20 to 25 years in jail. The BPP have recommended clemency for Manalili, who has served 18 years in prison since he was qualified under the law. The commutation of sentence or reducing jail time is allowed for prisoners who have been sentenced for double life imprisonment if they have at least served 17 years in jail. Samantala, yung apat na perpetrators are still behind bars today. And that is the Cochise B-Bomb double murder case. Thank you so much for watching. Let me know kung ano pa yung gusto nyong true crime or mystery na nangyari sa Pilipinas na pag-usapan natin sa mga susunod na episodes. I-comment nyo lang yan below. And also, let me know your thoughts and violent reactions sa topic natin for today. As always, please keep safe and healthy. And I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!